This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. During a recent television broadcast, Joyce Meyer said she was grateful for her time in the Word and Faith and Prosperity movement, but that those teachings had grown out of balance with Scripture. Find out more after this break. When Robert Morris started Gateway Church with the support of Jimmy Evans, his heart was to feed God's sheep and to help other pastors and churches to do the same. Now, more than 18 years later, Gateway has grown to over 39,000 members and is impacting the world through Christ-centered teaching, ministry, and missions. If you're a pastor or church staff, God's call is on your life, but that doesn't mean that ministry and church administration is easy. Let Gateway Church's resource network help your ministry by giving you the tools and support that you need to have a greater impact in your sphere of influence. Visit gatewaynetwork.com today to learn more. Bible teacher Joyce Meyer renounced prosperity gospel teachings during a recent sermon on the book of Galatians. Meyer said that her ideas of biblical prosperity had grown, quote, out of balance with Scripture. She told the audience, in the Word and Faith movement back in the 60s and the 70s, there was a lot of teaching in that about prosperity. I thank God for it. God touched my life back then in a powerful way because I knew I was saved by grace, but I didn't know anything about using my faith for anything other than just salvation. I'm glad for what I learned about prosperity, but it got out of balance. I'm glad for what I learned about faith, but it got out of balance. So every time somebody had a problem in their life, it was because they didn't have enough faith. If you got sick, you didn't have enough faith. If your child died, you didn't have enough faith. Well, that's not right. Instead, Meyer said that the Bible promises we will experience trouble, regardless of how much faith an individual has, and believers cannot simply believe their way to success or a good life. She explained, "There's nowhere in the Bible where we're promised that we'll never have any trouble. I don't care how much faith you've got. You're not going to avoid ever having trouble in your life." Pray for spiritual discernment to properly understand the biblical approach to prosperity and to faith. And if you like this story, you can hear more stories on Charisma Connection. You can hear that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.